Welcome to episode 23 of the College Ministry Leadership Podcast. On this week's episode, I'm going to speculate what I believe the future of college ministry resourcing may look like in the next 5 to 10 years. So the following ideas have essentially been swimming around in my brain for at least a year or so now. I feel extremely strong about these ideas. And honestly, if I had about 2 hours per day extra right now, I would attempt to make these ideas a reality. And for whatever reason, I really haven't made these ideas known at this point. But I want to give you full access to these ideas because I believe the best resources are collaborative efforts. So before I continue, let me just first say that you're probably hearing a lot of background noise because I'm broadcasting from the beach where there are lots of boats coming to dock and cars driving over this bridge over this inlet. So also, I just heard there's an air show today, so beware. This is going to be my best effort to podcast this week from the beach. So this episode, completely raw, no intro music, lots of wind, no bumpers, but who needs that? Because I really feel strong about these ideas, and unfortunately, I brought the wrong computer, so just bear with me. So what does online resourcing look like in the future of college ministry? I'm just going to start here. Most people who are listening to this have a social media platform. And so I think in the future, everybody's going to have a platform and they're going to bring valuable information to college ministry. But there's no online system that can streamline all of this online noise. Right now, Twitter does a decent job of this. However, I think what's needed most is a home base that acts as a funnel that streamlines all of online content. Now, a home base is a digital property that you have full access to and that you own everything a part of that home base. For instance, a home base would be a self-hosted community website. This is not to be confused with a Blogspot, a WordPress.com blog, Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter. A home base is fully controllable with plugins that allow activities that Blogspot, WordPress.com do not allow. For instance, this would be a website with a web host such as Bluehost, GoDaddy.com, and there goes the you're hearing in the background, that's part of the they're preparing for, I think, yeah, they're getting ready for the air show, so here we go. So what content should be published on this home base? That's the question that we're after in the next coming minutes. I think there would be three interactive elements that would be extremely resourceful for college ministers. The first interactive element would be video content. Now, this content would be embedded into this self-hosted page with elements such as YouTube, Vimeo, or you could actually stream from that website specifically. So what kind of video could be streamed? I'm going to provide these consecutive ideas, but these ideas would build off of each other. Video idea number one would be, for instance, what if you took a video of a week in the life of a college minister? Honestly, I want to know what your week looks like as a college minister. So what if you made a 5-minute video from Monday through Friday, from waking up to going to sleep? I mean, I want to know the inside scoop of your average week, from Monday morning staff meetings to your lunch program to Bible study, individual meetings, etc. This would be called a vlog with a V. In other words, a video blog. So I would love to do this. I may do this as the fall kicks off, just to experiment with a vlog. Video idea number two, a webinar. Now, webinars are getting more and more popular because they're so cheap. I mean, you could probably do a webinar for a couple hundred bucks. And you could create content, and your reach for that content is almost infinite. I mean, it's everlasting. You could have an online conference at no cost featuring the go-to guys in college ministry leadership. You could also have a trending hashtag to promote future ministry endeavors, and you could plan the fall, generate ideas with your staff, cast the vision, and the bigger picture in ministry. So not only that, I think webinars can act as great ways to promote monetized events such as conferences, etc., and I'll talk about that a little later. Also, you can run commercials that essentially say, hey, if you like this webinar, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter and come to our fall conference for a nominal fee. A road trip webinar could look like this. You could take your video camera or your audio recorder. You could travel around the country, maybe interview the top five college ministries in a week's time, prep a 30-minute interview about their particular niche area of expertise. You could place those interviews on an online stream webinar where you could funnel people to other resources. That's video idea number two. Video idea number three, you could build an online video archive. On this online video archive, you could create intro videos to explain the database. So for those who are unfamiliar with this idea, as soon as you click on that website, you could have a video that would explain what you're about to do, how to navigate the database, how to find the content that you need. And so these videos could look something like this. You could have 10-minute interviews of an expert in one particular area of college ministry. You could release those on a weekly basis and start filling up an archive of videos. Of course, you could advertise these videos on Twitter, Facebook, and even a weekly email that you could use a system like MailChimp, for instance, to send those out. Also, for those of you who don't have time to view the videos, you could rip the audio from those video interviews, place those in an audio archive, even send the RSS feed to iTunes and listen to in the car, working out, or whatever you do, that you could be multitasking, not having to look at a screen to have that valuable content. Video idea number four, you can set up a video studio at a college ministry conference. Now, this idea may need to come, you know, a year or so after you're creating this platform, so people will see the legitimacy and allow you access to these college ministry conferences. But if your legitimacy is high, you can interview college ministers at that conference, maybe even the platform speakers backstage. For instance, you could have 50 pre-planned interviews throughout the conference. These interviews could be uploaded to the home base website weekly throughout the year. Now, if the conference allows, you could record the conference breakout sessions, maybe post those online, which personally I believe those would act as advertisements for future conferences for people who did not attend that conference. You could also stream those conferences live and have people watch those post-conference. And again, this would allow free promotion for the next year. Video idea number five would be Skype, FaceTime, and Google Plus. You can record college ministry video conference calls and publish them to YouTube, Vimeo, and the website and funnel people to those interviews. And this would include webcast coaching, consulting, etc. Video idea number six, lots of video ideas. So number six, online college ministry courses. I mean, these could be seminary level classes with all three elements that I'll discuss. So that's number one, interactive element, videos. Number two, interactive element, audio. Interactive element number two, audio. Now, you know I'm going to talk about podcasting because, as most of you can imagine, I'm a huge podcasting fan. Now, why do I believe podcasting is so important? Because I personally love self-content-directed audio. You have zero control over radio and 100% control over podcasting. Now, I listen to podcasts on the way to work, coming home from work, and any other activity I do because you can multitask and listen to information and content that's going to enhance your level of productivity. Now, Michael Stelzner said at Social Media Marketing Expo this year, in the headlining address, that podcasting is the hottest thing in 2013. Major corporations from Fortune 500 companies are picking up podcasting this year because they're seeing a trend in popularity. For instance, some Ford model vehicles and BMWs have podcasting apps that come standard in its newer vehicles. And so they're predicting that this year there's going to be a 30% increase in podcasting. Now, believe me, podcasting has huge potential. And I could go further here, but I'm going to stop for time's sake. Again, who doesn't want full control over content? Who doesn't want that? And podcasting, iTunes Radio, iOS 7, Pandora is going to make this possible. Now, another key point to podcasting is the huge importance of show notes, which is written content, written material for the resources discussed in the podcast. Also, unlike my current platform, a self-hosted site could hold the audio right there from the website instead of sending people to another site like Podomatic, Podbean, iTunes, etc. Okay, so that's podcast audio. Idea number two would be voicemail consulting from a website using SpeakPipe.com. I use SpeakPipe. I funnel people to SpeakPipe. It's just an online source that holds audio content for questions, responses, etc. Audio idea number three would be, as we discussed earlier, you can rip audio from video content and release on a podcast. You also have the opportunity to create audio books, which are also pretty high in demand these days. So as you can see, all of these ideas will build off of each other, complement each other, and create a sense of synergy. So that's interactive element number two, audio. Interactive element number three, written and visual content. Now these are written ideas. These are ebooks, iBooks. And these are getting more popular as mobile devices like iPad and Kindle are increasingly getting more popular. Now, the publishing cost of ebooks and iBooks are very cheap. Also, compared to written material on paper, when it's written digitally, you can embed video, you can embed URL hyperlinks. In fact, this year at Arkansas State University, every incoming freshman has to buy an iPad in order to purchase an ebook created by the university. Now, if you're like me, you like paper, but ready or not, I think ebooks, iBooks, digital books, they're becoming increasingly more popular, and we've got to get on board there. So that's written idea number two. Written idea number three, this is a visual idea. You can have PDF files on this website, PowerPoint presentations, word processing files. These files can be uploaded and downloaded straight from this website. These documents can be categorized according to the need. For instance, you could upload Bible study manuscripts, team building games for leadership development, ideas for leadership teams. One example of this is what the Navigators has done with discipleshiplibrary.com, but essentially they've uploaded messages and conference breakout outlines through Word documents and PDF documents. Written and visual idea number four would be graphic designs for Bible study series specifically for college ministry. Now these would be layered formats, for instance, Adobe Illustrator, Adobe Photoshop files from Adobe's Creative Suite. So you could go in and you could tailor make those layered graphics for your specific ministry. Written and visual idea number five, you could have guest post blogging. Now you could highlight a ministry monthly with information for all college ministers in the country to connect with those specific ministries and to glean insight from those ministries. Now, John Allert over at campusministrytoolbox.org does a great job of collaborating written and visual content. If you go over there, you'll see that John truly understands three key components of visual and written resource. Number one, he understands that great content creates traffic. So great content, that's king, great content. And number two, you've got to create some appeal. I mean, it's got to look good, because I think appeal leads to legitimacy. And then number three, you've got to update often, daily if possible, but at least weekly. So John does a great job of this. I got an email from John yesterday, and John, if you're listening to this, I'm going to respond, and I look forward to connecting soon about what you think the future of resourcing looks like. Okay, so these are the main elements that should be happening at a much better level that exists today. Now, if you were to ask me, what does a dream college ministry resource look like online? This is what I would say. A college ministry social network should exist, much like Facebook or LinkedIn for college ministers. Probably more like a LinkedIn, with a personal resume and personal resources. So I could go to your site and I could look at everything you've done to resource the college ministry world. So imagine how this would help college ministry. And not only that, imagine how this would help the employment process of college ministry. So who is this college minister? What does his resume look like? What does her experience look like? What does this college minister bring to the college ministry community? I think this would be huge. So, in conclusion, these interactive elements will fuel and complement each other, and it would create a much wider and further reach for college ministry. And I think once this college ministry resource grows to a large community of followers, there would be many areas of monetization. Now, monetization is not important in order to make money. That's not why we're creating this resource. I think monetization is important because people use what they pay for, and they tend to believe that quality comes in return for appropriate investment. That's just the nature of monetization. The other reason I believe this resource is critically important is because young college ministers see the need to learn and glean insight from veteran college ministers. Now, this resource would give veteran college ministers a voice on a legitimate platform that would enhance their personal reach, so that would give them ownership, and I think that's huge. Good branding, good graphic design is important. Support, good resources that would also help enhance that reach. I think the single factor for success would be ownership. And I talked about that just a while ago. Ownership is huge. This platform gives everyone a platform, and so that enhances the reach. It's not the antiquated system that we're used to, which is, okay, go buy a ticket, come to this conference, and listen to one or two or three or a handful of college ministers stand on a physical platform and consult to everyone else, this is what college ministry should look like. But what this resource does is this gives us all ownership. It's a shared community where we all learn from each other. Now, this shared ownership is fundamentally critical, and I think this is going to be the fuel that makes this platform a success. So before I leave, I want to send you over to my show notes at www.collegeministryleadership.com/023, where I'm going to provide you the best and easiest way to set up a self-hosted WordPress site in 20 minutes or less. Now, this would be wordpress.org, which would require an external host program like Bluehost or GoDaddy, for instance. And this resource was actually written by Michael Hyatt. And I will also include in my show notes, Learn How to Podcast tutorial. This is an 8-part video series created by Cliff Ravenscraft, and he's from the podcast Answer Man. also want to make one exciting announcement for me. I know I'll be flying to Glorieta's Collegiate Week on Wednesday and leaving on Thursday of that week to talk about these possible resources. So if you're going to be there, I'd love to connect with you, learn from you, and what your thoughts are about this week's episode. Now, the last announcement is a little bittersweet. I'm going to be leaving you with this. This podcast and my blog, as it exists now, may not be around much longer because, not because I don't want to do this, I love doing this, but the traffic is way too high for a free web host. And everything that I'm doing on WordPress.com and the podcast on Podomatic is absolutely free. And I'm shooting myself in the foot here, but as a result, I'm using over 90% of the 10 gigabyte bandwidth per month on Podomatic, and I've used over half of the storage capacity. All that to say is that this resource will run out soon, and that's why I think I need to have this conversation with you. I want to pursue a collaborative effort to bring more people to the table to create a better resource for college ministry. Now, but first, I want to hear from you about all of these potential ideas. Which one of these ideas you're like, yes, we have to do that? I would love to get your take on this. Send me an email at chadlogan14@gmail.com. And let me know what you think. What are some ideas that you see in the future of college ministry resourcing that I don't see, that maybe I didn't talk about? And not only that, what will it take to see a resource like this a reality? As you can tell, I feel extremely passionate about these ideas. And I'd love to make these a reality given enough time and effort and collaboration. But instead of selfishly doing this myself, I want to start a conversation to just start this idea, and I just can't wait to see what happens in the future. So, again, I want to fast forward 10 years and look back and see which one of these are reality. So, thanks for listening this week, and we are broadcasting from Perdido Key, Alabama. I will see you next week from Siloam Camp in Northwest Arkansas. See you then.